The Truth News Network. Maybe the scariest thing there is today is truth in media, especially the news. Get not only the news, but the truth in the news and nothing else. From TNN, the Truth News Network. Without the other guy's spin, here's your host, Dan Newman.
Hello and have a great weekend is all I got to say to you. It's Saturday. You deserve a stress-free, news-free weekend. Isn't it going to be nice that we don't have anything really big happening in Washington, D.C. this weekend? Yeah, there's another FBI investigation ongoing that senators agreed that they would do or allow the FBI to do to finish up this Supreme Court nomination situation regarding Brett Kavanaugh. That's supposed to happen during the next week. Results to follow, and then a full floor Senate vote on his confirmation. And guess what? We're going to go quiet here at truthnewsnet.org on that whole issue until the entire FBI investigation is finished, again, which is supposed to be just a week. That was a condition that all the senators agreed to postpone it. And then we're going to come back and weigh in. We're going to get to the bottom of it, and hopefully we'll finish up that confirmation process. And if Kavanaugh is either disqualified or decides to withdraw, or the president asks him to withdraw for any reasons, then we'll just follow the process during the renaming or naming of a new nominee to fill Judge Anthony Kennedy's spot that's vacated on the Supreme Court by his retirement. Today, very brief, I want to talk to you about one very serious thing. And then I got something kind of neat I want to talk to you about. No commercials during the broadcast today. And, you know, we never sell anything here at truthnews.org. Everything you get here is absolutely free. But before we get to the fun stuff, let me weigh in on one PS from the final hearings so far, the outcome of today's vote by the Senate Judiciary Committee on whether or not to send Judge Kavanaugh's confirmation to the full Senate for a confirmation vote. I heard Democrat Senator from California, Kamala Harris, who is unofficially already going to be a 2020 presidential candidate. I heard her say some of the most vile and unbelievable and untruthful things that I've ever heard a U.S. Senator say. First of all, she derided Republicans for not just bowing, ignoring Senate rules, Senate judiciary rules, and even the constitutional process for nominating and confirming not just U.S. Supreme Court justices, but confirming nominations, which the Senate does for all appointments in the federal government, and deriding the entire process. And Republicans, so partisan, I've never heard anything about it. And there's only one part of what she said. Obviously, Democrats think differently from Republicans, but Democrats are not in control of the Senate. They're also in the minority in the House of Representatives, and of course, they don't have the White House anymore. Hillary lost to Donald. And according to former President Barack Obama, elections have results. In this case, the only result that matters is Democrats are in the minority in the Senate and in the House. Never in U.S. history, in any Supreme Court nomination process, has it been so contentious and so divided as it is regarding Brett Kavanaugh. Politically, we can go down that road. We're not going to go down that road. But what I want to address, and then we'll immediately move on to the fun thing I want to talk to you about. Kamala Harris screamed, almost hollered into microphones, that we live in a democracy. And in a democracy, this kind of stuff doesn't happen. What she's talking about is the Judiciary Committee voted to send Judge Kavanaugh's confirmation to the full House, the Senate House, for a vote on his confirmation. She doesn't like that. She didn't want that to happen. They were demanding a full FBI investigation into every little allegation that's come up. We're not even going to go into how unreliable and how ridiculous most of these allegations have been and are definitely unworthy of any serious investigation. I want to talk about her comment about a democracy. Folks, the United States of America is not a democracy. I'm going to repeat that. The United States of America is not a democracy. There are only a couple of countries on earth that exist politically in a true democracy. And here's the difference between a democracy and the political structure of the United States. In a democracy, there's always still one vote per person. Everybody has a say-so when it comes to elections. No different than from here. But here is the difference. In a democracy, there's no Congress. The citizens vote every time there's an issue that requires being voted on. Every little thing regarding the federal government in those countries, there's an election, and everybody pulls a lever and votes. So if you've got 1 million people living in that country and they're all eligible to vote, there aren't 535 people like we have, a combination of the House and Senate, 100 in the Senate, 435 in the House. It's one vote allowed per person, per citizen. So there could be 1 million votes on every issue. Now, that is a nightmare, logistical nightmare. Our forefathers realized they did not want to go there. So what they did in the U.S. Constitution, there have been no changes. From its inception, the United States government is a representative republic. Again, we, the citizens, elect our representatives so we don't have to vote in every election. They represent our will, our wishes as citizens, and they are supposed to vote the way we want them to vote in these elections. So, because of that, and because we're not in a democracy, individual opinions do matter. But they don't matter like Kamala Harris says they're supposed to matter. Everybody has an opinion. Everybody expresses their opinion when they feel like they want to or need to express it. But just because any senator, any congressman or congresswoman feels a certain way about an issue doesn't mean it's the right thing to do or the wrong thing to do. What do we say here at TNT? Just because you think something's right doesn't mean it's right. Just because you think something's wrong doesn't mean it's wrong. I'm tired of Democrats, even though they're in the minority, feeling like they represent the people in America in the majority. They are not in the majority. And folks, they do not represent with their liberal philosophies and ideas the majority of this country. They found that out in the 2016 presidential election. Kamala Harris, you and the rest of your Democrat buddies, and there are some good ones, some of them I really, really like. You're in the minority, act like you're in the minority. You don't represent everybody in the country. You represent your ideas and your constituents, not me. So, let's move over to the fun thing. You know, a few days ago, I told you there was something really fun around the corner that we were going to do. So let me tell you what we're going to do. I have, in my never-before-nicotine-stained hands, a brand new white jumbo Yeti with a lid. It's got one of those good lids, too. You know, the top pops back, and you can drink out of it or stick a straw in it. But what's kind of cool about it is it's white and engraved in both sides in silver. So it really is professional. It looks good. It's the TNN logo. Truth News Network. If it's relevant, you'll see it here. And then that little caricature of that you see on the homepage of mine. And there's a big logo on both sides of the Yeti. So I want to give this to you. And here's what I'm going to do. You know, we're building our email list not to ever try to sell anything, not to market our email list. That's not what we do here. Your privacy is respected. We're the only people that ever see your email address. Here's what I want you to do. We want to add to our email list. So the next 2 weeks, 2 weeks from today, from this Saturday, 2 weeks, the person that sends to me at dan@truthnewsnet.org, I'll repeat that, dan@truthnewsnet.org, the most emails that we will enroll here, you don't have to enter them on the homepage of the website, we'll enroll them here, but the person that sends us the most is going to get one of these TNN, the Truth News Network Yetis. You cannot get them anyplace else. And oh, by the way, the person that sends the second most is going to get one too. So, look on your email list. People you think that would like to join us and look in. Create an email list that you email to me. We'll enter them into the system. Well, before we start sending those people a link, we'll notify them via email that they're about to be enrolled in the website. And if they opt out, they'll send us an email and they'll drop out. We'll honor that. But we want to add to the list. Let me just say this. The story yesterday, when we summarized what was going on in the Supreme Court confirmation hearings with Brett Kavanaugh, over 100,000 people looked and listened. It's amazing. We had people from Turkey, from Italy, from China, from Afghanistan, from Malaysia, from Australia, Mexico, Canada. We have people that are part of our group from all over the country and all over the world. You're part of it. So, send us your email list. We'll send them an email and say, hey, we're about to enroll you at truthnewsnet.org. If you don't want us to, just reply no and we won't do it. But the person that sends us the most wins one of these brand new Yetis, TNN, Truth News Network Yetis. And if you're second, you get one too. And that's just because we love you and we appreciate you being part of our family. We do this all the time. We do it every day. It's in writing. It's in podcast. You saw, I didn't put this in writing on the website today. Exclusively here for you at the Truth News Network. See you tomorrow.